This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. So are they going to make any kind of changes? I asked Alan Pupar about Robert Jones. What happens? Pupar said, which is kind of interesting, that if your boy is healthy and he can come back, and Jesse, maybe you move him to left guard and you put Eichenberg at right tackle. What do you know about Jesse?
Jesse, that knee has, and I've said this to you from the very beginning, I don't know why they didn't have that knee scoped from after OTAs wrapped. When they said Jesse Davis is out with an injury, you didn't even have to tell me what the injury was. I already knew what it was.
Yeah.
Those things, especially when you're a 30-year-old, it's just a matter of time. Eichenberg seems like the job isn't too big for him. I think this is a situation where if he might lose his job based on an injury, and we might have to shelve it and get the scope, and Liam comes in here and has to, and then we've got four second-year starters and then Eichenberg, a rookie. I mean, it's just young, green, inexperienced. At this point, you got to start considering going out and getting a veteran like Mitch Schwartz, signing somebody who's all out on the street, because the answer ain't here, man. The answer ain't here. It's not on this roster.
And somebody brought that up. Do you go out and get a free agent now at this point in time? And now I'm glad you brought it up, because that was going to be my follow-up question.
I remember.
Maybe add a little veteran inside this line so you can kind of help these young guys and develop, man. I mean, this is a really difficult situation for young Austin, linemen.
Austin Jackson's also a problem. And that's the regression. Nobody can explain that. At this point, we're at the, people, I often talk about the unicorns, the 2016 line, but people don't remember that the birth of the unicorns was the release of Dallas Thomas.
Okay.
That the release of Dallas Thomas, Jamal Douglas, and the kid from Green Bay, Billy Turner. Remember, they all got cut early in the season. And then it woke everybody up. I'm at the point where I think something drastic has to happen here, because I'm not sure. And Robert Hunt said it best. He was like, we're a young line, but we can't keep using that as an excuse. It's time for us to actually start playing better. And they can't keep using the fact that they're young and inexperienced as an excuse. This is a production-based business. And I have not seen anything that makes me comfortable with any of them. And Robert's the best player on the unit. But am I ready to say he had two penalties today? Am I ready to say that he's a polished product? No.
Right. No. I'm with you there. That makes a lot of sense.